Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
And this is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. Episode 173. Welcome to the starting round.
Hands up. It's the starting round on the Success Sensei podcast.
Strike first. Get your shots in early. So in fighting, in sparring or competitive fighting, it is excellent to get the early lead instead of trying to fight from behind, being on the back foot and being on the losing side and trying to regain. It's better to get that early lead. Now, I know what you're going to say, that fighting, you know, and depending on the type of fighting, depending on the type of combat sport, it can be a game of stamina, yeah, but if you have an early lead and you are quickly diminishing your opponent's stamina through injury, through frustration, their own mental anguish and frustration or their own injury, or you're just depleting their stamina through your strikes, then, you know, you'll get to the end result a hell of a lot quicker. So it doesn't have to be a slow, arduous, calculating round. Get your early lead, get your shots off, get your strikes in early. Think of it like a gunslinger. A gunslinger wants the first bullet to land. There's no good in being, you know, a super gunslinger and your third bullet always lands at that stage. You know that, are you imagining the spaghetti westerns in your mind now? So the gunslinger standing there, it's that first bullet. You have to be a master landing that first bullet, because if that first bullet doesn't hit home, your opponent's first bullet's going to hit home and you might even get the second or third bullet. So it's about being first. So even though I'm talking about fighting and now I'm talking about guns, I'm actually talking about just life in general, business in general, being more assertive. Strike first. Don't leave to the end of the week what you can start on a Monday. So don't put it off and go, you know, I'll build up my momentum and I'll get to the end of the week. Monday, get your wins, get your small wins, immediately strike, start getting them. It's super to see, it's super motivating to see all the ticks on the list as you get things done, especially if they're your goals and they're large ones. Start ticking away, start getting them done. So a lot of self-help gurus will tell you to start off by making your own bed. Now that might sound like gank advice, make your own bed. But essentially, it's to get your first win done. Do a certain regimented order to things. Have a certain discipline and immediately start cracking on with your small wins, because the momentum will build, as opposed to leaving it and putting it off later in the week. There's a falsehood about self-defense, by the way, that, you know, you almost have to wait until your opponent or your attacker, your assailant, throws a strike, it throws a kick or a punch at you, attacks you first before you can defend yourself. And really, that's actually not true. Legally, morally, you have a right to defend yourself as soon as you feel physically threatened. You don't have to wait for the actual strike. You can't say, I can't do anything until this person actually makes any motion to strike me. You can. You can use what's called preemptive striking, which is, you know, you're being physically threatened. I mean, your opponent or your attacker might have told you what their intentions are without physically actually doing it. They might have told you verbally that that's what they were going to do. Then you can preemptive strike. In other words, you can strike first. You can perform an action first. It's easier and it's quicker to perform an action than it is to try to react to something. So kind of like a sprinter on the starting block. If you're in a race against somebody running backwards, the person running normally, running forward, sprinting, is going to be able to run a hell of a lot faster. And that's kind of like what action and reaction is like. Reaction is like someone starting a sprint but trying to do it backwards as someone else is running at them full tilt. So when it comes to business, when it comes to life, if there's things that you want to do, strike first. You don't have to wait for competitors, for the industry to change. You don't have to wait for something negative to happen before you can prepare or protect yourself, by all means, you need to start that plan when things are good, not wait for something to happen. You might just be being you're too nice or too soft, or be saying to yourself, you know, maybe it won't happen, because it probably will happen. So you may as well strike first, you may as well prepare, you may as well get the early lead and the early lead in your life. Now, I don't know what country you're listening to me from, but right here at the moment, there's fresh localized lockdowns going on, which is very, very hard on everybody due to the coronavirus. So the best thing that you can do is strike first in your own life. Immediately set some controllable routines. When I say controllable, control the things that are controllable. You can't worry or control the things that are not controllable, but you can certainly control things like your own health, your own health routine, your own eating habits, your own sleeping habits, your own training and exercise program, and control your own reading, your own writing, your own productivity, your own work. There's a lot of things that you can control in your daily life to give you those early wins, so that you don't feel that your life is so out of control. And that's basically what we're talking about with strike first. I hope that's helped you. I hope it's given you something to think about. Please message me anytime, thesuccesssensei.com. Thank you for listening. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.